It's time for this week's episode of Radioga. Please help me by welcoming Terry Flaherty to the studio. Thanks for coming in today, Terry.
Thank you, Sage. It's good to be here. And we're going to be continuing our practice of niyamas and learning what they mean. We're going to start again with tapas, which is heat or friction produced by the practice of going against the grain. So we're going to do a couple practices that take the discipline of actually creating the action of going against the grain in order to reach the next niyama, santosha. And santosha sounds just like what it means, and it's contentment. So we're going to sit in a chair with feet planted firmly on the floor. Roll your shoulders up to your ears and pull them back and down. And then lengthen through the spine, pushing down in your seat through your sits bones and tailbone, and lift up through the crown of the head. Now we're going to control the breath, which is called pranayama. We're going to start to inhale in like a big yawn with the mouth open first. And then exhale like a sigh. And do that three more times, just through the mouth, warming up the breath. Feel the fluidity of your breath on the next inhale. Try to fill with as much breath as you can. Exhale completely. Good. Now we're going to close the mouth, which is kind of the first discipline practice of the breath. Inhale through the nostrils. And exhale through the mouth. Again, inhale through the nostrils. And exhale through your mouth. And one more time, inhale through the nostrils. And exhale through the mouth like a sigh. Good. Now we're going to switch it up and inhale and exhale both through the nostrils. So inhale deeply through your nostrils and then exhale again through your nostrils. Good. Just notice the little bit of heat and energy that's created with that movement. Keep breathing through your nostrils. Good. Now we're going to do this movement of breathing through the nostrils, and we're going to lift our hands to our shoulders, and we're going to swing our elbows up toward the sky on the inhale through the nostrils, and we're going to swing the elbows back and down to the floor with the exhale. Inhale through the nostrils up to the sky, exhale through the nostrils down to the ground. So you're just continuing the movement with your breath as you roll. And next, we're going to pass our hands past the ears, reaching up to the sky. And then we're just going to simply drop our hands into our lap and take a couple natural, normal breaths. And if you're feeling a little bit of relief, that could be santosha, the sensation of contentment. So contentment creates this world within yourself of joy and gratitude without any reaching outward for anything else. And so sometimes we can combine the niyamas, the practice of tapas, creating a little heat and friction to reach this practice of santosha. The next thing you can do for contentment is to create a personal practice of gratitude. And we've talked about that in the past. So if you think of something that you're grateful for, that can also bring about this idea of santosha on an emotional, mental level. So you have a physical and a emotional, mental way to practice santosha. This is Terry Flaherty with Radio Yoga on Allegheny Mountain Radio.